Now in the year of 33, a man named Franklin D. was voted our nation's president. Our country was very poor, starvation at our door, and no one could hardly pay their rent. Now there's been great men in the past that had friends to the last, but I'm sure that there is few as great as he. Although he's dead and gone, his memory lingers on. How can we forget old Franklin D? He formed the WPA and then the NRA, and gave relief to those that had no bread. Then he started the NYA and the CC camps by the way, and old America slowly surged ahead. Now we all remember the times when he spoke of the March of Dimes to help some child who may be crippled like he. And all the things he did worthwhile to help some mother's child. How can we forget old Franklin D? Then in December of 41, our boys were handed a gun to fight with our foes across the sea. But I'm sure that we all know that they wouldn't have had to go if all nations' leaders were like old Franklin D. Then came the fateful day when old Franklin was called away to meet with our boys we'd lost across the sea. Yes, now he's dead and gone, but his memory lingers on. How can we forget old Franklin D? Like I said, there's been great men in the past that had friends to the last, but I'm sure that there's few as great as he. Yes, now he's dead and gone, but his memory lingers on. How can we forget old Franklin D?